out of my brain. Back at the bank, psychoactive Electra, please. And as I see told.
Cuando llega ya se ha ido, volando vengo, volando voy, de prisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido, me llaman el desaparecido. Cuando llega ya se ha ido, volando vengo, volando voy, de prisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Cuando llegaré, cuando llegaré, cuando llegaré, cuando llegaré.
Martino on the drums, Martin Bank on trumpet, guitar, Johnny Contreras on the guitar and vocals, Jacob Valenzuela, you know, Paul Niehaus on the pedal steel, Volker Sander on the bass, Jelle Kuiper on the soundboards. Thank you all so much. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff, is that you tap, tap, tapping?
Yeah, it's a little prog rock for you guys out there that don't like country. That's Japan Cakes. It's actually a really nice song, Sleepy Strange, and definitely anything with a pedal steel that works in our world. So.
Now, that's prog rock as in progressive. I have to say, I'm really stupid. For years, I thought that was like prog, like the Czech Republic or something. Like, what is prog? I don't understand. Progressive rock. Yeah, John Neff is the pedal steel player from that band, and we actually did a great interview with him. I guess around the same time this Sleepy Strange album came out. This came out on Kindercore Records back in 2000, around the time we started doing Route 78 West, and we had a great interview with him. He really knew a lot about a variety of genres, which of course we appreciate, and he definitely knew his country too, so it was nice to talk to him. And I wonder if we could ever find an archive of that and put it up on the website. I know we've got lots of archives of past shows that you guys can find if you go to Route78West.com. Maybe we should see if we could dig that up and get it on there sometime.
Yeah, I'll go through the stacks. Look, I'm thinking some of these live shows and things we've done over the years, it'd be fun for some of you guys that are just tuning in to get a chance to hear. Talking to Ryan Adams in particular was kind of funny. That guy's he's out there. So anyway, what we got right now is we started out with Guero Canela, Calexico, coming from South by Southwest. I was lucky enough to be down there this year. Kind of got rushed in.
You almost didn't get into that show. What happened?
Some act of God got rushed in, got able to get over to the soundboard, which is up high in this club called Anton's. And yeah, basically you're sitting up like looking down on the crowd, kind of strange, you know, part of this thing.
But did they bring the, they have a sound guy that travels with
the sound guy always, Yele Kufer, who's one of the best ears working in music. I mean, I have a lot of respect just watching him work. Things get brought up. The mix, you know, if you know your music, you know it's there. Everything can be made to sound just incredible. Then when you go see shows where it doesn't, you're always disappointed. But he's one of the masters. He's part of the band. And good guy. Lets you once in a while get plugged in and get a chance to see some things. You know, don't see live bands that play that loose all the time. So a lot of fun there. And right after that was seemed logical. Fiesta Fiesta doing a cover of Ennio Morricone. And then Brent J. Cooper, Loki and I both thought, let's play this song at the same time. We had them queued up in two different CD players, which I'll say is synchronicity.
There's synchronicity for you. We've been doing this a long time.
60 Seconds to What was the track, and that's a classic coming from one of the old Ennio Morricone movies, Duck, You Sucker. And speaking of you suckers out there, I don't know, we were talking about changing gears just a little bit, and I've been watching some CNN and kind of got thrown when I heard the Tom Waits song, I Wish I Was in New Orleans, done to slow motion disaster footage. I don't know if you wish you were in New Orleans right now, but...
Boy, it's pretty awful what happened down there, and I just I know that there's a lot of relief efforts that are going on. I know that Sarah T. did a good fundraiser last week, and a friend of mine's going to be doing a fundraiser coming up at the Oddfellas Lodge. We're going to be having some great bands down there and some gumbo and jambalaya type food, so we'll be announcing that on this program. But if you guys get a chance to give any kind of relief to what's happening, help out. I mean, if you give to the Red Cross if you can, if you want to go a more sort of grassroots political guerrilla route. I know Michael Moore's gone down there with some of the folks from the Veterans for Peace group, and they've set up their own relief stations in some places that have been forgotten and where a lot of poverty is and abandoned folks have been found. So, you know, whatever you do, make sure you find a way to help out.
You know, and one of the things I think about is sometimes just these kind of things, disasters in general, it helps someone here, too. I mean, something happens. I mean, just try to be better. How's that? There's our moralizing today on Route 78 West.
And then we'll go ahead and hop into a New Orleans set. We'll go ahead and start out with that Tom Waits one. I've got a little something from the Silver Jews, a New Orleans song. And maybe if it's not too weird to go back into the 40s, I got a Louis Armstrong one we could throw in. We'll see if it fits. But anyways, we'll kind of go that direction for a bit here on Route 78 West.
Thank you. going on down Burgundy? A bottle and my friends and me. Hoist up a few tokens, play some pool, and listen to that tenor saxophone calling me home, and I can hear the band begin when the saints go marching in.
Covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a hurrying into spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that filled the air. I dream of old yonders in June, and soon I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? There's something more. I miss the one I care for, more than I miss New Orleans.
Decided to go sort of bluesy, I guess. We started out that last set there with some Tom Waits, Wishing He Was in New Orleans, and then a really great one, kind of up tempo. I guess it would be call it a little poignant, maybe, but also whimsical too. Louis Armstrong, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And I'm sure a lot of folks do right now. That was coming from 1947.
And then we followed that up with Jimmy Reed there, Bright Lights, Big City. That's Yeah, it'll be back, I think. It's one of those things. Actually, looking in Newsweek there, one of the most amazing pictures I saw was the Superdome with the shaft of sunlight coming down, hitting the football field, and it's like one of these strange apocalyptic things. And,
or maybe, I wouldn't call that apocalyptic. I'd say maybe that's like that little dove offering of hope.
Oh, God. Your view, the cup's more than half full.
Well, no, some people's cup is, Jeff's is definitely half empty or lower. Some people's are half full. My cup, it just runneth over. I'm kind of one of those giddy chipper guys, what can I say?
All right, well, you got one here. Why don't you explain?
Oh, yeah, no, just something from the Silver Jews. It kind of came out of the ashes of Pavement. Well, actually, he formed this while Pavement was still doing Pavement, but... kind of a little more of a country edge to it, but still definitely in that sort of detuned, poorly sang indie rock style. But it's stylized, and it's a New Orleans tune as well, kind of some dark lyrical content in there. So we'll go ahead and throw that in as long as we're on the topic. And then after that, speaking of people who can't sing, you got some Bob Dylan in your hands?
Yeah, some Mr. Zimmerman, and No Direction Home disc. We'll probably slip something in there.
When is that PBS series going to be on?
It's coming on the 26th and 27th, and I don't even know, you know, TV stations and stuff for sure. But
you know, I don't have a TV, so I'm relying on you to tape that for me, Jeff.
I think it's going to be out on DVD like the week later. So
okay.
Anyway, yeah, looking forward to that, though. This disc, No Direction Home, coming up after the Silver Jews.
Okay, you're on Radio 1190's Route 78 West.
Smoke. Well, you can't say, that my soul has died away. No, you can't say, that my soul has died away. Oh, well, there's trouble in the hall, and trouble upstairs, and trouble.
Side. inside the song. Well, we're trapped inside the song. Trapped inside the song. Trapped inside the song. Where the nights are so long. Trapped inside the song. Trapped inside the song. Trapped inside the song. Where the nights are so long. Traps inside a song. We'll be right back.
apartment buildings, casino lights, when I'm walking now 13 miles outside. Don't stop unless you have to, and keep the line straight down. Give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, and give me time. I'm not so crippled, clouded by you. Disappear into the slender up your back as we near the industrial line. Only 20 miles out, can't wait to get back to the safe line where the bright lights never flicker, they just blind. Give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, give me Boilermakers, and give me time. It's not so crippled and clouded by you.
Jeff, that's a great song, but that sounds like actually a cleaner version of that one. Did they remaster? What's the story here?
No, it's Richmond Fontaine, Gimme Time, and they didn't own their first record, so in this case, they actually just grabbed some tape and spare time in the studio, redid them, and you can pick these up at the show, and it's kind of fun,
okay.
You know, different versions.
That's why you got the little cardboard insert. It looks like it's almost screen printed. That's very cool.
Well, that's a picture of their house or something.
And they've got a CD coming up, and it's going to be released soon, and you're going to Portland and Seattle next week.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be in the van for a couple days. My liver is already quaking.
Rock stars.
It'll be fun. They're Portland, Seattle. Hey, anyway, quick version there. Let's throw this track as background in here. And we heard there, it started out with Silver Jews in New Orleans, and then Dylan there, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, and I'll take very different lyrics, and actually a lot better on Blonde on Blonde, but sometimes you got to hear where things start to get to where they are.
Yeah.
And then Richmond Fontaine, Gimme Time, but we're going to be back next week.
I will. You're not going to be around. You're going to be up partying like a rock star with Richmond Fontaine up in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, the collective we, meaning you, will be here.
Yeah, I'll be here. It's next Sunday from 10 to noon playing. I'll probably play a lot more old stuff from the 30s. You know me, I'm going to hang out in that kind of schmaltzy song vein a little more than we tend to, but if you like that, tune in.
All right, well, we're going to leave you some here. Stick around, because Johnny Trash is coming up with Lunchtime with Johnny Trash, and some of you guys know him as John, but anyway, he's going to be playing some nice stuff that'll pick up from this, leaving you with a nice long arty art metal Americana melodic.
Yeah, art metal Americana. That's all the kids are into that these days.
Anyway,
who is this?
This is Pelican, and it's about to blow your mind. So, see you next week. Next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be back next week. Hey, Jeff, have a good time. We'll
bring
see
it
you,
up.
Folks.
KVCU Boulder.